This is an Extra Life minicast.
Awesome.
I couldn't think of a more annoying way to start the podcast than my impression of a turkey.
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Kuzumo Senpai, in my DeLorean. War is over, I'm a pizza Mandalorian. The story is dumb, Star Wars historians deep in debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate.
Hey people, how's it going? Hey, a couple of quick things this week. This is just a small mini cast. This would technically be show number 62, but or 61? 62? Anyway. Regardless, it won't be a full-size show, and so not even a full-size minicast. It's going to be really, really short, so we'll probably just call this point one or something of the last podcast. But I wanted to pop in real quick with a couple of interesting things. First of all, that crazy intro by Brian with his turkey voice, which I thought was too good to pass up, so we definitely had to play that. Also want to play in a contest idea coming from one of you, the listeners. And in addition to that, my trip to Walmart for a little holiday shopping on Friday. I thought you guys might get a kick out of that. But mainly, the real business of the day is to let everybody know that we got in our first set of items from youbuynow.com for our big upcoming contest, which will start this Tuesday. And the first item on the chopping block is a very cool replica from a very cool series of movies. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say the one movie is set in space among the stars, and there's some wars there. Anyway, that's a very cool thing, so we're looking forward to reviewing that and running a contest for who will receive this item as a prize on Tuesday's Extra Life panel show. So look forward to that. In the meantime, let's take a quick walk with me, won't you, to a fun shopping day I had with my family this Friday. Good times are had by all. And note the music that we're going to use here, which is kind of a combination, strange combination of Christmas music and the Mario Brothers theme, which is just too good to pass up. Now, I know it's a little early for Christmas music, but it is 2 days after Thanksgiving, and, you know, why not? I figured we'd just jump right in. So check it out. I'll see you on the other side.
Car. Myself. Who are you?
I'm Tim.
Oh, my wife. Who's in the back?
Taylor, Nick, and Carter.
Okay. We're as a family. As the perfect American family. That's kind of boastful, isn't it? We're heading to shop. This is the day after Thanksgiving. I'm still conjuring my Thanksgiving dump. Haven't quite got there yet. And we figured the way to shake things up a little would be to go out and shop for gifts for Christmas and such. And so off we go, and I'll chronicle our travels a little bit as we experience gigantic crowds, horrible waiting, long lines, jip-off prices, knock-off products. What else? I am going to trade some video games in today toward one that I kind of want for my PSP, so maybe I'll record that if the kid doesn't notice the microphone in my hand. So, here we go. So, Carter, we're at Walmart. What are we planning on doing here?
We're looking for Christmas presents for each other.
For all of us? We're all getting something for each other?
If we don't find one, we're going to a different store and buy them.
Okay, so that's the plan. Do you want to go with me?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. We're in Walmart. Let's say hi to the people that greet us. Hello, Merry Happy Holidays. Yeah, so that was this old man McGillicuddy here working at the thing.
I am being nice.
What? They are old. I'm not saying anything that no one knows. They don't have the young 22-year-old executive types out there greeting people at the door.
Hi,
daughter's getting her nails done. Why are you doing that?
Because I didn't bite them for a week.
You didn't bite what for a week?
My nails.
Oh, okay. Well, if I don't burp at the dinner table for a week, can I have a new game console? And I'll take that as a yes. Okay.
Hey, take Nick.
Who, me? Nicholas, why do you want to have Power Rangers? They're kind of... Power Rangers are kind of old and stupid. How come you want them now?
Because...
That's it? Just because?
They're cool.
I don't know. One day you're gonna think they're not so cool. They're what?
They're creepy.
What's creepy about them?
I don't know.
Okay, well, at least you know how to make decisions based on... What?
They are weird.
Okay, they are weird. I'll give you that. Nick, who is that? What stuffed animal is that? Or what stuffed guy is that?
It's a slipper.
Yeah, but who's the character? Who's the guy?
Stewie.
Stewie? So you know all about the Family Guy then?
Yeah.
I think maybe a 5-year-old who knows all about Family Guy might need a talking to. Is that show funny?
Yeah.
When did you see it?
Today.
Okay. It's a surprise. So we're using the manual checkout system. How do you think about this thing?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
I think it kind of sucks.
I like it.
But it's screwed up and like beeps wrong times and gives you the wrong prices.
I use it all the time and I rarely have a problem.
I think this might be what breaks our marriage up. Okay, well, it seems to be working.
Take your change. Cash is dispensed below the scanner. Your receipt will print below the pin pad device.
I'm very haunted by her disembodied voice. All right, here we go. All right, we're done with Walmart. Did we get everything we wanted?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, everybody got to shop and...
Better mad about the Gascar movie changed out.
I traded some video games in, picked up a copy of Burnout for the PSP, which I'm excited about.
Burnout 4?
No. Burnout Legends, I think it's called. And Taylor got her nails done, so that was $26 well spent. Why do you ask?
Because her 11-year-old can't stop biting her
fingernails. Yeah, our 11-year-old can't stop biting her fingernails, so now she can't. And she'll scratch my back for free whenever I require it. So that'll be good for me. We're on our way to Sonic. Spend another $26 on food, right? The holidays just ream me dry, is what it does. But we're going to get burgers and fries and... good food after Thanksgiving. And that'll be the end of it. Won't it, dear?
Yes, it will. Perfect. 3 kids' meals. One with the burger, one with the corn dog, and one with the chicken strips. All with tater tots and orange cream slush.
What about mine? You didn't order my food yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Honey, I'm recording it. What's taking them so freaking long?
You'll have to wait a minute. Yeah, I also need 2 number one combos with everything. Fries and orange cream.
Orange cream.
Orange cream slush, please.
Tell him to hold the fecal matter.
It would feel like pain. I could tickle you.
Ow! Did we get everything?
Yes, I think we did.
Okay. Every time I put the microphone near my wife's face, she backs way up like it's a spider.
Because I feel like I'm going to yell into it.
You're not. It just picks up what we need to do. But you act like it's like I got a turd on a stick. Hey, honey. Talk right into the turd on a stick. Anyway, so she's afraid of the microphone, which is why she's not on the pod.
I'm not afraid of the microphone. I don't like you shoving it up my nose.
Does the microphone make you feel... I don't know. Anyway, so I've lost out of ideas, Taylor says, which seems wrong. But anyway, we're getting our food.
Oh, that was fun for us to do. I always enjoy recording the on-the-scenes type stuff for these mini-casts. I hope you guys enjoy them as well. I know a few people are like, where's the panel? Where's Obsidian? Where's Brian? Near? Where's Andrew? Well, don't worry. They'll come Tuesday. Now let's play quickly a bit of a recording sent to me. This is actually a phone call I got the other day regarding contest ideas. So give this a listen. See what you guys think. If you have any feedback, let me know.
Hey, Hi, Scott. This is David, and I was calling because I had kind of an idea to about contests and such. You were looking for ideas at one point, it was a few shows ago, though. And I was sitting here trying to email you on my cell phone while I was sitting about an hour early for work this morning, which is surprising because I only got about 4 hours of sleep last night. And realized that you guys actually have a crap line. So I thought I'd call it. The idea I had was for a contest, if people, you know, send in, I don't know if you wanted to have any sort of, you know, merit attached to what the people did, but as a prize, you could have, since you have so many web artists and maybe even Andrew would want to get involved in this, just, you know, have them send in a picture when they won, whatever contest it was, and you and Obsidian and Brian and possibly even Andrew could do maybe even a caricature or if they felt like it, you know, include them in a comic or something like that. I know Obsidian, who rules, by the way, doesn't like to include people in his comic that ask to be, but this would be some sort of thing where he would be volunteering the idea, and he wouldn't have to include it in his comic. He could just do sort of a caricature of the person who won, or, you know, whatever picture they sent in. Maybe it was a family member, or, you know, the boss they hate. Maybe it's a little background so that you guys can get an idea of sort of how to drive the context that the person is in. If they look like a redneck, you know, gee, Ma, let me hold the chicken legs while you stab it with a knife or something. I'm sort of at a loss here. I didn't really plan this out well. But if you like that idea, hey, great. If not, hey, great. I don't care. I just thought I'd let you know. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your show. And let you know that I do enjoy your show. And O Rules once again. Have a good night. She was only 7
just the other day. She played with toys. That's going to do it for this very short mini-cast. Sorry for the brevity, but I was actually going to try to do something with Brian or Andrew if they were around, but I can't seem to find them, so now you just get me. But anyway, the plan will be Tuesday to run this first contest. We're very excited about it. First item's awesome. We have some more items lined up that are totally cool as well. Not to mention the fact that you can go to youbynow.com and buy all sorts of products. If you go check it out, you're going to be amazed by the geek selection they have. But you can buy any of those for 10% off using the Extra Life promotional code. Just when you buy, make sure you enter Extra Life and get your 10% off. Thanks, you guys. This has been fun, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody Tuesday. Make sure you send us your feedback in the meantime if you want to get on the show. Emails can be sent to myextralife@gmail.com. You can send audio files there as well as text comments and questions. You can always call the crap phone, which is 206-203 crap, and I'd be glad to play those on the air as well. See you guys next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. E-L-R. Extra Life Radio.